appreciate y'all being here. Talking a little bit about, looking back and talking a little bit about the Rice game. I remember when I was young and Dad was at Arkansas, they played Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And Alabama ran up a lot of yards and kind of beat them up pretty good. And I remember Coach Bryant came across the field. He said to my father, he said, Lou, he said, that's the best game any of my Alabama teams have ever played. And my father said to Coach Bryant, he said, well, I'm sure glad I had the opportunity to be here to see it. And it's kind of how I felt in this game playing against Rice. I think this Rice team showed the respect they have for David Bailiff and everything that he went through this week. I thought they executed at a really high level. They played a very emotional game. They had 17 days off, and they came out, and it showed. I thought they really played. They played an excellent football game. Defensively, there were a couple things we had a hard time stopping the run with what they were doing with some of their wildcat, putting the athlete in at quarterback and running him around. Ross was just an absolute horse. And watching those two run up and down the field, we had a hard time stopping the run. It didn't help that we couldn't get off the field on third down with Rice being 76% on third down, and the way that they executed, it just made it really hard. We didn't create a turnover on defense. We created one, but we gave it right back to them, which started a new possession. But we didn't have a turnover on defense. They had six touchdowns in the red zone. They had a number of big plays. I just thought they executed at a really high level. It's like we got on our heels and we started reeling a little bit defensively. We lost some of our keys, and we certainly didn't play one of our better football games. It didn't take away from some really strong individual performances. I think Justin Ellis and IK Inampali up front continue to play really solid football for us as two seniors. I think it's really important to them, and it showed. Daniel Cobb went out at linebacker, and I thought Tony Johnson and Michael Schrang stepped in and played really well at the linebacker position for two guys that had not played much football for us. And the same thing in the secondary. I thought Kentrell Bryce came in and did some good things. I thought our corners played okay. Bryson Abraham has stepped up in the position of Levander Liggins and really played a good football game. He played 92 plays. He missed two tackles. Unfortunately, when you miss a tackle in the secondary, it results in a big play. But I think that defensively, it was not one of our better efforts. As far as the fundamentals and doing a lot of the little things that we've talked about. And like I said, it's like we got on our heels and we stopped reading run keys and we did not play very well as a unit together. But had we been able to get off the field a little bit on third down, I think it definitely would have made it a little bit easier for everybody involved. Offensively, there were a couple bright spots and that we were able to run the ball, even with Kenneth Dixon going out of the game early with a knee injury. I thought some of those guys stepped up. I thought Tevin King, it was nice to see him back. A little bit rusty, but it was nice to see him back. Blake Martin played well, and even Marlon Seitz got an opportunity to get into the action late in the game, and I thought ran the ball hard and ran the ball physical. But that was about the only bright spot from an offensive standpoint was we were able to run the ball. I thought four offensive linemen played really well. I thought Kano and Shepard played well inside, and I thought Mitchell Bell and Jeremy Graffrey played well. Didn't give up a sack in the passing game. Our quarterbacks probably had more time than they've had all year as far as the pocket's concerned. And with us being able to run the ball, just not consistently enough, I thought there were some guys that played well up front. The wide receivers continued to play solid. I mean, they didn't have that many opportunities, I think, with 15 catches, but drops have been a big issue for us the last couple weeks where we've been dropping four and five balls in a game, and we didn't have a drop in this game. I thought the receivers played well, but the merry-go-round at quarterback is showing up. We're not getting the production we need out of the quarterback position right now. I thought Scotty was up and down. I thought Ryan Higgins came in, played a little bit rusty. There was times he looked great out there, and there were times that just from a mental standpoint, we're not where we need to be as far as our reads and where we're throwing the football. But I think the ups and downs and highs and lows of the quarterback position, we played three different quarterbacks. Every one of them had a turnover. We finished minus three on the day, but it was not, even though there were some positives, it was not a very strong offensive showing in what we did over in Houston in the right in the game. Special teams, I think our cover teams, our kickoff cover and our punt cover continue to be productive. Didn't have much of an opportunity in the return games with majority of them being touchbacks, and they had one punt. We were only able to force them to punt one time, and that was a 55-yard punt that was a touchback. Probably the bright spot, we were able to execute a fake punt, which was nice to see. We were down 14-0 and felt like we needed to get something going, some momentum going our way, and from our own 30 ran a fake punt backed up. I thought Logan McPherson did a great job of fighting to get the extra yards so the offense could stay on the field. But it was a game that has definitely not been the way that our defense has been playing. It was kind of out of character for our defense because they've really been playing well against the run. But we did. We ran into a buzzsaw Saturday, and I give Rice an awful lot of credit for the way that they played. It was disappointing as we had won 3 out of the last 4 going into that game. We felt really good about it. I felt like the team was emotionally ready. I mean, I felt like they were into it. They went out and they played with some energy. We just didn't play as smart as we need to play. And so we get back to the drawing board with 2 games left and 4-6 with where we are. We need to win the last 2 games to make a bowl team, make a bowl game with this football team, which I would really like to have the opportunity to do for not only the seniors and the hard work that they've put into it, but also for this young football team. We could definitely use the extra practices and get ready for a bowl game in December. And getting ready for Tulsa, when you look at them offensively, they've got the leading rusher in this league in Watts, who's rushing for 128 yards a game, very powerful back. He's got the make-you-miss factor, but he's also strong enough to lower his pads and run north and south. He's got an offensive line that's blocking for him, that's really doing a nice job. They've only given up 4 sacks on the entire season, and it looked like they made a change a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it was injury-induced or not, but it looks like they made a move a couple weeks ago to go with a freshman quarterback, and they're playing with a young quarterback that's made a couple mistakes, but he's very talented. He's got a strong arm, and he throws the ball extremely well. So I think when you look at him, they've got a veteran offensive line that's big and athletic, and they've got a really good running back, and they're running the ball, and that's where they're hanging their hat. Their defense, they're a 4-3 defense. They're 4-3 because the guy that they have the opportunity to put in the middle is a difference maker. Jackson, number 55. He's one of the best players in this league. He's one of the leading tacklers in this league. He's one of the leading. He just broke the sack record, I believe, at Tulsa. He's a preseason all-everything linebacker. He's about 260 pounds in the middle of the field. He's a beast. I mean, he's a great player, and you need to know where he is constantly because he's the one that makes that defense go. Their free safety, I believe, is leading the league in tackles. Very aggressive player, sure tackler. And then they've got a defensive end who's 1 or 2 in the league in sacks, in Alexander, who's a very talented athlete coming off the edge. They bring more pressure than what we've seen the last couple weeks as a defense. But like I said, being the 4-3 defense, they're always going to have in the middle, and they're very active with their 2 outside linebackers. Their special teams, they've got one of the best field goal kickers in the league. He's 9-10 on the season. Their kick return average is 30 yards a return, which is one of the best in the league. And their punt returner is their tailback, Watts. So I think they've got a very talented football team, and it'll be a great challenge for us. It is senior day this weekend. We have an opportunity to say thank you to many seniors who have played a lot of great football here. When you look at IK Inipoli and Justin Ellis and Matt Shepard and Kano and Richie Casey and so many of these guys, Greenwald, some of these guys that have really played a key role in this program over the last 2, 3, and 4 years. And so it's an opportunity for us to say thank you to them. I know November is hard with the students not in session to get a crowd at home, but this football team still has an awful lot to play for. And as we said, this is one of those games that you can't feel sorry for yourself. There is no self-pity in football. Learn the lessons and move on. And that's what we've got to do as a football team. There's plenty of blame to go around from last week, from coaches, from staff to players being held accountable for what we have to do, and I think it was a combination of all of it, and we've got to get those things straight. We got to correct them, because I'm sure that Tulsa's watching that film from last week and licking their chops with the running game that they have coming into this game. So we are excited about the opportunity to go play with what's still on the table, and also to have the chance to send these seniors off the right way in their last game in a Louisiana Tech uniform here at home. Say congratulations again to the five seniors that just graduated, and I'm looking forward to the ceremony on Friday. What questions could I answer?
Coach Rice had a lot of success running for the right side of their formation. You missed several key components on the left side of your defensive line. Do you think that had a lot to do with them having so much success on the ground?
Well, when you look at, you've got IK and Justin Ellis are both on the left side of the offense. They're both on the left side. And then with Dora being out, and then Kendrick James went out with a hip flexor when we lost our linebacker, when Cobb went out, we didn't hold up very well there. We didn't hold up very well, and I thought they did a nice job of saying, we're going to attack your weakness. We say all the time as a football team, you're only as strong as your weakest link, and it's not how your best player plays, but it's how your 11th player plays that makes you a football team, and we did not play very well on the left side of our defense.
What's the injury report on those, on Dora and James?
Dora is kind of like in the Tevin King situation a week ago. I feel pretty good that he's got a pretty good opportunity to come back this week, so I would put him at probable at this point. Kendrick James will come back. He came back and played in that game, just had to play really limited with the injury that he had. Couldn't go a lot of plays, and that's where a guy like Andre Taylor had to step in and fill that void a little bit. And so right now I'm hopeful that Dora will be back. Trying to think of the other. Cobb at this point, I don't know, is a question mark. Kenneth Dixon at this point would be a question mark. I don't know at this point. He's kind of injured at this point, his knee again, and so we're just going to have to wait and see how he responds to that. I think those two are questionable, and Dora's probable. Who am I leaving out? I don't have them all written down. The list gets long, you know, but having Tevin back and some of those guys back, but those guys right now are the ones that would be questionable.
How did you feel like your team bounced back from your best player, Kenneth Dixon, going down?
I thought some guys stepped in and filled a void. I thought Tevin King ran hard. Like I said, in the running game, you look at guys are averaging, you know, 4 yards a carry, 5 yards a carry, 6 yards a carry. We just weren't able to do it consistent enough, and it seemed like we were able to run the ball. We'd get in a third and short situation, and when you lose that workhorse who's fought for those tough yards for you, we weren't able to make some of those up. But I thought as the game went on, Marlon Seitz got an opportunity to play as a more bigger, more physical back, and with Kenneth going out, I think we're going to have to do it more by committee, and you're going to see more of Marlon Seitz, Blake Martin, and Tevin King this weekend, and we're going to have to do all three of them. We're going to have to play and play a role for us.
And I'm sure you weren't pleased with your quarterback play Saturday. What do you think the answer is? Is there an answer?
Well, the answer is the ones we have. We got to get better. I mean, that's all we have right now. We've got to get better. We've got two games remaining. I'm hopeful that Ryan Higgins will play better with a full week of practice under him. As I talked about the merry-go-round, you know, you start out with Scotty, and then Scotty gets hurt, and then Ryan comes in, and then he does it. When Kenneth went out, we went a little bit more to the package with Paul Harris as our quarterback, kind of more that wildcat, wild dog, whatever we want to call it, situation where we put an athlete at quarterback. With Kenneth going down and we lost that role kind of in short yardage goal line situations, that's why we put Paul Harris in. Didn't work out for us very well as we had a turnover and a couple lost yardage plays in it, but we've got what we have. We can't make one at this point. We can't free agent one. We can't waiver wire one. We've got what we want. We've got, and we've got to do a better job of getting them to play within the system and be able to run an offense that they can execute.
Saturday, were Scotty and Ryan missing some guys, doing some wrong assignments, wide receivers running wrong routes? What was happening?
No, I thought the receivers played pretty well, and I thought the offensive line really did a good job of protecting them. I just think there's some mental things. We talk about how important practice is. And, you know, with Ryan missing 2 weeks, and Scotty was up and down. I mean, there were some times that we had some receivers open. We weren't able to hit them. We're reading the wrong side of the field. It was much more mental than it was physical. I mean, they all made a mistake. You know, I thought that Scotty's interception, a little bit more back shoulder with the guy running with him, could have put it on him. He let him down the field too much. Ryan's, he underthrew a corner route to the field in zone coverage, which is a no-no because that corner's going to undercut it and intercept it. And then Paul Harris with the interception, I think. I mean, there are a couple mistakes. They did some good things, but we got to find a way. We got to find a way not to make them play great, but we got to find a way to eliminate those bad plays that are going to cost us football games.
Going this game, is this the point where maybe you can't feel sorry for yourself, like you said, but you kind of look and say, man, well, we really wish we would have gotten this one, because it sets up now, you guys have to win out to be able to do anything in the postseason.
Well, I think, and probably more so this one, I look back, as we talked about at the halfway point, I look more back at the missed opportunities that we talked about after Tulane and Kansas. And this is where they come into play right now, because if that was the case, we'd be 6-4 right now. You know, missing those opportunities more than just, I mean, there was something about a woodshed in this game. I mean, they took us behind the woodshed and they beat us up. They played a good football game, and this isn't a game that we were a play away or, you know, that close as much as we ran into a buzzsaw. And so I do think with the missed opportunities earlier in the year, it took the safety net away from us, and now we've got to win the final two games if we want to get into a bowl game. And I think the players understand what's at stake and what's on the line. I think they'll come back. I think it's important to this senior class. I think they'll play extremely hard. I think they'll be focused during the course of the week. You know, last week was the last week of class. Classes ended on Thursday. You're dealing with a lot of final exams. And there were a lot of things that went, I'm not making any excuses. You know, I'm not making excuses, but a lot of those distractions are gone. And this week, it's football with our players not being in class this week, and hopefully that we can bounce back and have a really focused out in practice. But we still have a lot to play for.
I guess assess your situation. I mean, do you feel like y'all are still in good position with the two remaining teams in your schedule to be able to make some noise?
I mean, if we win this one, we got to start with this one. We got to do everything we can coming in, watching extra film, putting together a great game plan, and giving our quarterbacks and some of our players an opportunity to be successful. We got some guys that are playing well. I mean, these two young men that are sitting over here, from senior to true freshman, you know, we've got some guys that are really playing well. But this is the ultimate team game, and you can have some linebackers and D linemen play pretty well, but if your front seven doesn't play well, you're going to give up some yards. And I think we got some guys that are playing well. We just got to make sure that we can complement some of those guys that are playing at a high level right now.
What's the frustration level with the injuries to the running backs? You know, you got Tevin, well, Kenneth went down earlier in the season, and Tevin goes down, and then Kenneth comes back. Now Tevin comes back, Kenneth goes down.
Kind of like what we've dealt with the quarterback. You know, I mean, it's hard with the merry-go-round that we've had, and we haven't been able to create a lot of stability. You know, the consistency is not there. There's some plays that you can look at. You can take 20 plays from that game and put a highlight film together and go, wow, offensively, it was a strong performance. We had our longest pass play of the year, finally executed a takeoff down the sideline. Great throw, great route, catch. You know, but you could take 20 plays and it's just the opposite. It looks like blunders. And so that's why I said we've got to kind of build on these positive plays and get some consistency where we can eliminate the bad one. And that's what that stability is able to create for you. And so it's frustrating, but it's the hand we're dealt. You know, we can't complain about it. We just got to find a way to make it work.
How worried are you with Tulsa? You mentioned Watts. Mm-hmm. Knowing what Rice did, there's got to be a level of concern there.
There is. I mean, there is that they're going to be able to come in and run the ball, but that's the challenge that we're going to serve up to our defense, and our defense has done a really good job. Outside of Army and Rice, they've done a really good job of stopping the run and playing as a solid front seven, and hopefully getting Dora back and Kendrick having a week to heal with IK and Justin Ellis and some of the guys that stepped up, and Tony Johnson and Michael Schrang, who stepped into a tough situation. Hopefully we can build on that. We can challenge them against the run, and we're going to have to do what we need to do to try and stop the run.
Tulsa's, you know, in the past couple of years, they seem to have been an 8-win team seemingly every season. What's happened this year? What does the film kind of tell you, I guess, on what's changed with them?
You know, just trying to watch, hard for me to answer that, just trying to watch them at this point. You watch your special teams, and you look at, you know, their kick returners averaging 30 yards a return, and their punt returners, Watts, and they got a tailback who's leading the league in rushing at 120. I mean, you watch right now at the beginning of the week, I'm seeing all the positive things that they're doing. I mean, they made a change a couple weeks ago because of turnovers probably at the quarterback position or injuries. I don't know why that change was made, but the freshman come in, he's done some great things, and he's thrown the ball really well, but he's been inconsistent, as sometimes freshmen are. And so hard for me to put all that together at this point. I haven't watched enough film of them to say what all the problems are, but I see a lot of talent on that football team and a lot of positives. Like I said, when I look at a defensive end, a linebacker, and a safety, they're as good as what we've played this year. You know, so it's just going to be kind of a big picture that we'll kind of put together as we go through the course of the week.
One last question about Rice. You and David Bailiff course, our friends out off the football field.
Yes.
Lost his father last week. He was a guy that was very plugged into the program with Coach Bailiff. Talk about your experience with Coach last week leading up to the game, and then his football team has fired up for Saturday.
Well, I started this with, I thought Saturday's performance just shows the respect his football team has for him. David Bailiff has had a hard week. I mean, with his father passing away unexpectedly, had the opportunity to talk to him almost every day this week, and it was a very emotional week for him, very hard week for him because it happened so suddenly. And his dad, like he told me, sat in that tunnel every time he walked by his dad every game since he's been there. You know, his dad was sitting there in the tunnel, and they're very close, and I know it was very hard on for him. But I thought his team really responded with an emotional performance, and they played really well. Thoughts and prayers are to David and his family. I mean, I know it's a difficult time for him, but he's an excellent man. He's a really good football coach, and he's done a great job building that program at Rice.
I know you said the run defense had improved. But, you know, with FIU and Southern Miss, two of the last ranked rushing offenses. So, I mean, were you expecting a lot more than coming in? Like, did this Rice performance, you know, 419 yards, whatever it was, did it catch you off guard?
It did. I did not expect them to be able to line up and run the ball the way that they did. I didn't go into this and say, wow, we got to get them to throw it. You know, I mean, I did not expect it. We talked about coming in that being able to run the ball and stopping the run was going to be one of the keys to the game. And we weren't able to do it. Like I said, they came out and they went down the field, threw a play-action pass on the first play, you know, and hit the big play, and then came out and ran some of the toss sweep into the boundary, made some adjustments to that, and then they started running speed option to the field. They had a great game plan, and they did a really nice job of executing it, and we did not play one of our better games on our toes, kind of pressing the line of scrimmage on defense.
How much did it remind you of Army and just the way that they were lining up and just running it?
Probably had the same feel standing on the sideline because you knew they were going to run the ball, but you couldn't stop it. Different schemes, you know, I mean, with what they did, but had a very similar feel in that we couldn't get off the field. I mean, that was the same thing at Army. I believe in the first half we had four possessions as an offense, and then the two-minute drive at the end, but it had a very similar feel to it like it did at Army.
I'm Xavier. You mentioned a few times before, mature beyond years, and other coaches have. That was a month ago, maybe. Just kind of elaborate on that again and how he's growing from that from a month or two ago.
You know, Xavier's a football player. I know he's a freshman, but that expression I've used a number of times, if a dog is going to bite you, he'll do it as a pup. He has stepped in. He's a football player. He's got awareness. He's very intelligent. He understands football. He understands what a wide split means, what a tight split means, you know, and how to react to it. He's not a paint-by-number guy. It's not like he needs 1,000 reps to get it. He's got a great instinct. He's got great awareness. He's very intelligent. Yeah, he's physical. He's fast. He's athletic. He's all those things that we saw in recruiting. But the thing that's really impressed me is his football IQ, his football knowledge, and his understanding and awareness out on the field. He's one of those guys that he makes checks. He knows what's going on. He sees the formation. I mean, he comes off the field. It's like, Coach, this guy's coming to here. And we talked a little bit about some guys see 42 offensive guys lined up in the formation. I mean, he sees what's going on and come off the field and explain it to you. I just think he's got a bright, bright future because he's a special athlete, but he's really got great awareness and intelligence. And that's one of the things when you say mature beyond his years, mature as a football player, really, really impressive.
Early on, did you think that he could be a starter right away, or was that something you saw in fall camp?
I thought athletically, and we talked in the recruiting process, that he had an opportunity to come in and he'd be given every opportunity to start, that we'd give him that opportunity when we recruited him, because I knew physically he had this talent, skills, and ability, but those intangible things we talk about, you can't measure in recruiting. And I knew he had the talent to start, and we were going to give him that opportunity, and every day that he's been here, he impresses me even more and more with what he's doing as a freshman and the IQ, the football IQ he's got and the way he plays the game.
How much do you put all those intangibles on his coaching at West Monroe High School with a former Louisiana Tech defensive coordinator, Coach Arledge, who is the head coach now?
Well, coming out of a program like that, that's why people go back and recruit the programs that win every year. When you look at a guy like Trent Taylor, when you look at a guy like Xavier Woods and the programs that they came out of and the type of football they play and the way that they teach them and the work habits and the intangibles and the expectations and what they come out of, it's not surprising that guys coming out of programs like that are able to come in here and make the impact that those two have as true freshmen. But I think it's huge. I think it's a real credit and testament to the coaches at West Monroe and to Xavier Excel himself for the commitment that he's put into it and the understanding that he has and how important it is to him.
Anything else?
Quarterback situation, do you know who's going to start? Ryan,
I don't. No, at this point, I don't. I mean, I can't tell you that I don't think either one won it Saturday, you know, with the way that we played. What's that?
End of the week decision.
I'll let them have reps during the week of practice, and then we'll see where we are. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.